When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hey everyone, welcome to today's edition of our AM Minnesota program. Heidi Nelson, the Executive Director of the Paradise Center for the Arts, is our guest this morning. Tomorrow, Jerry has a fantastic program. He's taping it even as I speak. Joe Armstrong will be his guest. He's a veterinarian, I believe, for the state of Minnesota. They did a survey recently of Minnesota cow, calf, and feedlot producers, and they'll talk about those results. Northfield Professional Pride Realty Show comes your way on Wednesday. This is our community-based show. And then we're going to visit with some folks from the hospital auxiliary, I know, on Friday. And I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do yet on Thursday. Good morning to you, Heidi Nelson.
Good morning. Wow, it sounds like you are awfully busy down there.
Yeah, we're always busy. Every week we're busy, yeah. Busy. Next Monday, Dusty Dean stops by for a monthly visit. And so we're looking forward to the growers are going to be with us, or grows, I should say, the organization grows, on talking about Arbor Day.
Oh, wonderful.
So that'll be coming up next week. But what's happening at the Paradise? I saw you were very busy over the weekend.
We were. The last couple of weekends we've had the play Boing Boing, and was wonderful, really well attended, very funny show. So it was fun that that we were able to have that. It actually ended on Saturday night, so they're all done. The next thing that we have coming up is Mick Sterling, and that's going to be April 22nd at 7:30 p.m. He is Ben at the Paradise. It's Mick Sterling Presents. He's doing a Billy Joel with Strings show. They have been here a couple of times and will be a few more times throughout the rest of the year. So we're excited that we've put together this collaboration with them. They're super talented. They do fabulous tributes. So, again, this one is going to be Billy Joel with Strings. That's April 22nd at 7:30. One of the things I wanted to tell everyone is that we have reduced our prices at the Paradise Center for the Arts. I know you and I talked about this a little bit earlier, maybe it was even a week or so ago. You know, what we realized is that everything is so expensive right now. Gas is expensive. Food is expensive. And so we want to make sure that we are making entertainment affordable for people in our community. So we've dropped ticket prices by $5 a ticket. So now non-member prices are $20 a ticket. Member prices are $15 a ticket, and students are $10. And that's going to run until the end of our season. Our season ends June 30th, and then our new season will begin the beginning of July. But we just want to let everyone know that we're trying to make sure that people can still come to the Paradise and enjoy an evening out, but it's not super expensive. So,
plus, had you not had your mortgage paid off, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we are so incredibly grateful for all of our donors, for our 100 Club donors. The support from this community has been absolutely astounding, and we are so appreciative. We absolutely couldn't do it without everyone pulling together, making sure that we don't have that debt, and, of course, the city of Faribault as well. And so, yeah, this is one of the things that we are able to do now, is do things like reduce ticket fees, classes, you know, all of that. I don't know if people understand that we actually offer scholarships for our art classes. And that's something, if you're interested in, there's no paperwork to fill out, but if you're interested in scholarships, you want to take an art class, but again, might be a little bit too much money, or it's something that maybe you just want to try, just ask about the scholarships when you call to register for those classes. So we've got, again, let people know that they can go on our website, paradisecenterforthearts.org, or give us a call, 507-332-7372. We're open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 until 12. Or, I'm sorry, noon until 5. And then we're open on Saturdays from 10 until 2. So we encourage people to give us a call and find out what's going on, or just stop in and check out our galleries.
Yeah. Well, those classes are not cost prohibitive by any means.
No, they're really not. You know, and we've got some wonderful things that we do. And I don't know if people realize this. We have something every Tuesday morning from 10 until 12. We open up our pottery studio. If people already have experience working with clay, they're more than welcome to come up and use our pottery studio if they're a member. And if you're not, you get to come the first time for free, check out the pottery studio, maybe brush up on some of your skills, learn a little bit. Diane Lockerbie runs our pottery studio, and so she's there to help out. There's lots of other people that enjoy that time as well. And then after that, you can sign up to come on Tuesday mornings from 10 until 12 and perfect some of your skills, work on some of those things, and take little classes. So one of the wonderful things about having that pottery studio that is accessible, but, you know, we've talked about this before, one of the benefits of COVID, and, you know, there weren't a lot, but one of them is learning how to do things virtually and adapting to that. And one of the things that we are so grateful for is we have a wonderful teacher, Kate Langley, who teaches virtual classes. And it's really wonderful because one of the things that she does is she teaches classes on Tuesdays in April from 3:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon, grades 1 through 6. Right now it's painting science. And so, again, that's Tuesdays, 3:30 to 4:30. Fabulous for kids that are homeschooled. And that's something that we want to make sure that, you know, people understand. If your children are interested in art and aren't attending school in person and are being homeschooled, please contact us at the Paradise Center for the Arts. Go on our website and check out what we have to offer. It really can be something that supplements that art education for those kids, but also anyone who's interested. Again, it's grades 1 through 6. Painting science, and it's a virtual class. There's a little art kit that you can pick up from us, or Kate will give the list of things that you would need for that class. Maybe some people already have some of those items at home. So a great way to be able to do something but not necessarily have to come to the Paradise.
Yep, that's Tuesdays, 3:30 to 4:30.
Correct. Yeah, and we have another one that she does on Thursday evenings. Now, this one is kids who are a little bit older and adults, but it's from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., and that one's Drawing from Life. So, you know, we're really so grateful that Kate is able to do these virtual classes because it means that you don't have to live close to Faribault. People can live anywhere and take this class. So we encourage people to do that. Again, go on our website, ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org. Or give us a call, 507-332-7372.
Don't even have to get out of your jammies.
You don't even have to get out of your jammies.
No,
it would be perfect.
You don't have to drive in a vehicle and put gas in the vehicle. You don't have to do any of that stuff because it's all virtually done.
Exactly. So it makes it really, really convenient for people. You know, let me tell you what else is happening, because I know that typically we talk at the beginning of the month, and so this is, we're already a week in, but let me tell you what else is happening in April in the auditorium. Again, just reminding people that we did reduce those ticket prices by $5, but we've got, as I mentioned before, Rick Sterling on April 22nd, and then coming up at the very beginning of May 6th, we have Super Duos, and they're going to do Simon and Garfunkel. Super Duos are two gentlemen, Pat Balder, Glenn Everhart. They've been at the Paradise before, really talented, wildly entertaining. But they're going to do Simon and Garfunkel, and I'm really excited to have them come to do that. And then the very next night, we've got the Silos. It's Walter Salasamara, John Rudman, and Eric Castle, and that one is May 7th. Both of those shows go off at 7:30 p.m.
Can't beat that. We're going to take a little break here, get our opening market report, so don't go away, okay, Heidi?
You got it.
And then we'll come back and visit with Heidi Nelson some more about what's happening at the Paradise Center for the Arts. That opening market report, a service of your KDHL AgriBoosters, Northland Buildings. For more information on quality post-frame construction, head to the website northlandbuildings.com. Tara Langevin at Faribault Insurance. Tara's the hometown gal. She'll help find the best rates and insurance plans available to protect your home, car, business, and family.
Soybeans and hogs are lower, corn is higher, and cattle are mixed. Hello, I'm Will Robinson with the Brownfield Market Update. Get powerful weed control and three modes of action with Liberty Link GT27 soybeans from Stein. Soybeans are sharply lower on profit-taking, being driven down also by crude oil losses. The market saw strong support last week, with USDA's estimated soybean oil ending stocks falling 25 million bushels compared to last month to 260 million in its World Ag Supply and Demand Report on Friday, and multiple South American estimates have lowered the crop expectations for South America. May beans are down 24 and a quarter at 16.64 and three quarters. July beans are down 20 cents at 16.48 and a quarter. May soybean meal is down $5.50 at $462.70, and May soybean oil down 80 points at $74.32. Corn futures are softly higher early in the session, continuing to gain strength with another large export sale to China. This one is for more than 1 million metric tons, with most of it for delivery this marketing year. May corn is up 4 cents at 7.72 and 3 quarters. July corn futures up 5 and 3 quarters at 7.66 and a half. Cattle futures are mixed, higher on the live basis watching the cash market, while feeders are lower watching the corn futures. April live cattle up 40 cents at 138.22. June lives up 40 at 134.22. May feeder cattle are down $1.80 at 157.65, and August feeders down $1.92 at 171.62. And hogs are lower still early in the session, watching for developments on the cash fronts and also the cutout values for lean hogs. June hogs down 45 cents at 114.12. July is down 65 cents at 115.25. You can follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. I'm Will Robinson with the Brownfield Market Update.
Thanks, Will. Certainly appreciate that. Again, visiting with us this morning on AM Minnesota via the KDHL Newsline, it's Heidi Nelson. She's the Executive Director of the Paradise Center for the Arts. I know in the past, Heidi, and maybe we can get back to doing some of this, we've had Mick Sterling on the show. He's been in studio. That was kind of cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, and we do want to get back to doing that. He's such a wonderful person. You know, I really love working with their whole band. I mean, they're just really, really wonderful people. Super, super talented, we all know that, but really good people also. So, yeah, I would love for us to have him back on the show. That would be wonderful.
He is in the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame.
Yes, he is. He is. And I don't know if people know this, but he has a wonderful program that he actually gives back to people in need, people who need some help with paying their bills or just need a little extra. And he takes care of all of it on his own. So if people are needing something, they reach out to him directly, and he helps. So he's just a wonderful person, really, really wonderful. So that's, we'd love to have him back on the show.
I think you find...
I was going to ask you...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think you find most artists, musicians, artists... have big hearts.
Oh, I believe that. Absolutely. I've really experienced some wonderful people at the Paradise Center for the Arts, not just the performers in the auditorium, but the artists that come and display their work. So let me tell you, let's segue right into what's happening in our galleries. We switched over to Heidi Jube is an artist who actually owns a gallery up in the St. Cloud area, and she's got her artwork in the Carlander Gallery. In the Corey Lynn Krieger Memorial Gallery, we have students from Shattuck St. Mary's, and we're really excited about it. It's the first time that they've displayed their work. Really fascinating, interesting stuff. They actually listened to music and created their art as they were listening to music. So really wonderful to see that talented group of people. And then we've got, in the other two galleries, art that was inspired by Minnesota musicians. We've got some really talented people. Ivan Willock actually has a few pieces. If people know Ivan from Jive and Ivan and the King of Swings, he's got some pieces. He's a fabulous artist. And then, you know, in our front gallery, we're calling it the K&M Gallery, we've got some pieces in there, but then we're taking half of that gallery and we're going to bring it back to a gift shop kind of thing that we had before. So I think we're calling it Artist Corner. I forget exactly what Julie decided to call it, but we're going to have pieces that are going to be for sale, and we're going to grow that as time goes on. I'd like to be able to bring in maybe some cases where we can display some jewelry that's been made and things like that. So maybe postcards that are around Faribault, that kind of thing. So I want people to know that they can look forward to that, but we definitely do have pieces that are for sale at the Paradise Center for the Arts. If people are looking for unique gifts, it's really wonderful to be able to give art as something rather than, something that people might not keep or save, but have a piece of art that they can look at and enjoy for the rest of their lives. So speaking of art, I wanted to ask you, I'm sure you've been to the big Love mural that's downtown, right?
Just sure. A block off of downtown. We took pictures there before the fair when the the new fair ambassadors were chosen.
Right.
Yep. Went over there and took our picture.
So, good. Well, the artist is Jordan Brennan. She's a young woman who's so talented, and I don't know about you, but she put that mural up so quickly. It was really fun to be able to watch every day to see the progress that was being made. But I don't know if you're like me, but I look at that. I'm not an artist like that by any means, but I just was amazed how she could scale things the way that she did. And we have asked Jordan to come in, and she's going to teach a class. It's a community mural class. We're going to actually take over part of the Paradise, one of the art classrooms upstairs. And Jordan's going to teach everyone what that process looks like when you create a large mural like that. How do you take an idea or an image that's small and transfer that to a really large space, and how you start from sketches and how you scale things? So that class actually begins at the very end of the month. It's April 28th, May 5th, and May 12th. It's three Thursdays in a row from 5:30 until 8 o'clock at night. And I'm really excited about this. Not only is it going to help beautify a part of the Paradise Center for the Arts, but I'm excited to see just exactly how she did that, because I don't know about you, but again, I was absolutely amazed.
Yeah, it was within just a few days, right? Less than a week.
I think it was. Yeah, less than a week. And she was, and of course, it was the heat of the summer. So yep. I know that, she had to work quickly and early in the day so that she could get done before the sun was coming around. So this one's inside. We're going to be doing it inside the Paradise Center for the Arts, upstairs in one of our classrooms. And again, that's April 28th, May 5th, and May 12th, three Thursdays in a row. $60 for members to take that class, $75 for non-members. There's really no reason not to become a member of the Paradise Center for the Arts. Not only do you save money on classes, tickets for things that happen in the auditorium, but you're supporting arts in our community, and it's really so reasonable. $40 for a senior membership annually, $50 for an individual, $75 for a family, and $250 for a business. And if you're a business member, you get a chance to reserve the balcony. So you can have an event for your employees or maybe for customers, things like that.
What a great idea.
Well, it works, and I think people get a chance to get together again with their coworkers or with their customers and kind of celebrate the arts, enjoy a show. We're really excited about the mural class, and we're excited about the dropped ticket prices for things that are happening in the auditorium. Again, all of our ticket prices have gone down by $5 just to help a little bit. And like you mentioned, it's because we were able to pay off that mortgage. We've had incredible support from our community. So the next thing that we're looking for support for is Get Heidi Off the Ladder. That's what we're calling it, that marquee fund. It's not fun. It's actually not going to be bad now, right, because the weather's turning out to be a little bit nicer. But it's dangerous to be up on that ladder, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, and I don't really love it. So I would love to have, if people are interested in donating, $5, $10, $20, $1,000, if they want to give to our marquee fund, they can go ahead and call the Paradise Center for the Arts. You can do it with a credit card, or send us a check and just put marquee in the little memo on your check so that we know that you want that money to go, especially for that marquee fund. We're very close to having all of the money raised that we needed. We had a wonderful, generous donor in Faribault, a business owner, who said that they would give $20,000, and we're using that as matching funds. We've raised that money. We're looking for another $13,000 in order to cover the cost of that digital marquee. People are on Facebook. We have done a post about what that's going to look like. The company Dactronics out of Brookings and Hamilton Signs out of Rosemont are putting that digital marquee together. It's probably not going to be ready until July, which gives us a little bit of time to raise the rest of the funds that we're looking for. But we're really excited. We're going to be able to display in color and really be able to have a lot more detail about shows that are happening, things that are happening in the gallery, because we can do it right from our phones. It'll be perfect.
Are you going to allow people to maybe purchase a message, like you know, happy birthday so-and-so or wedding anniversary Absolutely. Message or something like that?
Absolutely. You know, it would be, we've had already, because we have the 310 Event Center right across the street from us, we've been contacted and people will rent our marquee to put their name up on the marquee. Well, that's wonderful, but it means that I have to get up on the ladder and put the, you know, the message up there and then get up and take it down and put the old message back up. This will be so easy for us to be able to do it, again, right from our phones, right from our computer, have that digital, and then it can actually scroll through and be there more often. But one of the other things I'm really excited about is being able to advertise shows, classes in other languages so that we can more easily reach the rest of our variable community. That's just something that, you know, technology is amazing, and so I'm just so thankful for the people who have already donated. Really encourage people to, you know, if they're looking for someplace that they would like to donate, and maybe, you know, realize that maybe they've got something coming up and they want to donate now $100 because they've got an anniversary or birthday that's coming up later on. Make sure that you let us know that, and we'll make sure that we put that up on our digital marquee. We're excited about it.
Heidi Nelson.
Again, coming in July, probably.
Heidi Nelson is the executive director of the Paradise Center for the Arts. They're located in downtown Faribault. If you've never been there, their website is easy to navigate, and ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org. Isn't that right?
That's right. And the telephone number is 507-332-7372. We encourage people to give us a call, register for classes. If our hours that we're open, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from noon to 5, Saturdays 10 to 2, if that doesn't work and you want to come in and see the galleries at another time, just give us a call. We're there almost every single day of the week, and we'd be more than happy to open up our galleries, let you see our pottery studio, get you registered for classes, and maybe buy some tickets to some shows. Again, Mick Sterling, coming up on April 22nd.
I see on your website that this Saturday you have a rather interesting graduation prep class from 9 until noon.
Yeah, and we've actually been running that for a while. You know, it's never too early to start thinking about it, but we're already into April, only a couple of months left. If you're thinking, if you have a senior that's somebody that's graduating and you want to have a little help, maybe it's your oldest child, you're not really sure where to begin, people have all these parties, and it can be a little overwhelming. We've got a wonderful woman who's teaching a class on how to get ready for a graduation party. How do you prep? What are some of the things that make those parties special and make it meaningful and memorable for not only your senior but for the rest of your family members?
And also you have Acting Fun for Little Ones class beginning at 10 on Saturday, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, my goodness. One of my absolute favorite things that we do. Wonderful to see these little ones up on the stage. It's 4 to 7-year-olds, and they, you know, they just love it. Kids, you know, love to perform, but they love being up on that stage and get a chance to put together a play. So it's a few Saturdays in a row, and then they actually have a performance that they do for friends and family. Anyone is actually welcome to come and see that. And, yes, Acting Fun for Little Ones. I love, love, love watching these little ones on stage.
They got quite the imaginations, typically, young people that age.
They absolutely do. So it's wonderful to capitalize on that and then give them a little bit of an idea about what it looks like to be in a play. And hopefully, fingers crossed, they'll love it so much that they come back. We've had so many people that perform at the Paradise Center for the Arts that have been in our different plays that we put on that really grew up in the theater. It's great to be able to see that, but really starting that young. So if you've got little ones that are interested, again, give us a call, 507-332-7372, or go on our website, ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org.
What a great gift idea for that grandchild that has that vivid imagination to get them up on the stage.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've got so many different things. Not only the acting part, but we've got other opportunities for art. We've got the virtual classes. Like you mentioned earlier, you don't even have to get out of your jammies to take those classes. No reason to drive. You're saving a little gas. And if you don't already have the art materials, there's actually a kit that you can purchase and if you want to take one of those virtual classes and then pick it up at the Paradise. Or we can give you a list of exactly what you're going to need. Kate Langley is the instructor in her classes. One that's fabulous is Painting Science. It's a virtual class again, Tuesdays from 3:30 to 4:30, and that's grades 1 through 6. Wonderful for kids who are homeschooled. If you want to be able to supplement that homeschool education with an art class from a professional instructor, again, give us a call, 507-332-7372, or go online, ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org.
Now, I know in the past you used to do a big event during the Kentucky Derby, but that was kind of abandoned when COVID hit, right?
It was abandoned when COVID hit. And actually, we're trying to figure out something. You know, that was a fundraiser for us, Big Hats, Big Hearts.
Yep.
Through the years, it was really popular when we first put it out, when it first started. And then through the years, it just became less and less attended. And so we'd love some ideas. If anybody thinks that there's some kind of a fun party that they'd like to have, you know, we've talked about lots of things with our different committees. Again, you know, if people would like to be involved at the Paradise Center for the Arts, there's lots of opportunities to volunteer. If you volunteer for shows, to usher or be a door greeter, you actually get to come and see the show for free. So we're always looking for volunteers if people are interested in that. But also, if people would like to be more involved, we have committees that we've set up. We did some restructuring of our board of directors in 2020, and we've created committees so that community members don't have to be board members, but they can get on a committee. Maybe they're interested in fundraising, or maybe they're interested in governance or community engagement. We're looking always for people to be on any of those committees. You can give me a call, again, 507-332-7372, and I'd be more than happy to go over what that looks like. Because we really want people to know that the Paradise Center for the Arts is for this entire community, and we're always looking for ideas and support. So if people have things that they'd like to see us do that we're not doing now, please do give us a call or go on our website, check out what we already have going on, and then call me and let me know. We're always taking suggestions.
Just had a text from a listener wanting to know if your concessions are back.
Absolutely. So the concessions have been opened since we have been open to the public. We have beer, wine, sodas, waters. We don't do food. That was something that actually went away with COVID. And then what we realized is that it was actually really messy. So it makes it a lot easier for us. It's easier for our volunteers because the people who run the concessions are volunteers. And so it makes it a little bit easier for everyone. Again, beer, wine, sodas, water, and yeah, the concessions are open every performance that we have. So,
yeah, I suppose I kind of like having popcorn when I go to a show, but I understand that it would probably get a little messy.
Well, you know, when you go to a movie and you see the popcorn that's spilled on the floor, that ends up being cleaned up by the volunteers. So we got together, and again, that's taking that involvement, right, from the people in the community. And when our volunteers said, okay, with COVID, we're not going to do food, maybe we don't have to do food anymore, because they all expressed that they didn't really love that cleanup process. So,
well, and then think about
it.
You got so many great places to eat downtown near the Paradise. You really don't have to serve food.
No, absolutely. Wonderful restaurants. Yeah. So we encourage people to do that. Go and have a little bite to eat, come to a show, or come to a show and then have a little bite afterward.
Yeah, you could either eat before or eat after. The shows typically are about the same time, right? 7:30, somewhere in there?
Yep, the shows in the auditorium start at 7:30 and are usually over by 9:30. So early enough that if you wanted to go out for coffee or dessert or have a cocktail somewhere after the show, that it works out well. And there's lots of places that you are right within walking distance of the Paradise.
How are tickets going for Mick Sterling on April 22nd, a week from this Friday?
Tickets are selling quickly, so we encourage people to give us a call. You know, we always do walk-up sales, but we encourage people to get their tickets early. You can go online and purchase. It's super easy. You can pick exactly where you would like to sit. You know, some people like to be on the aisle. Some people like to be right in the middle. But again, you can give us a call, 507-332-7372. But those tickets for Mick Sterling are going to be going very quickly. He's doing a Billy Joel tribute, Billy Joel with Strings. Fabulous, fabulous entertainer, good humans. It's going to be a great show.
You think he'll do the Piano Man?
I bet he will. You know, I had somebody come. We had a little leak in our roof, and so a roofing company came in last week just to make a little patch for us. And the guy walked in, and he said, "You've got Billy Joel coming here?" And I said, "We've got Mick Sterling Presents doing Billy Joel. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we get the real Billy Joel?"
No, that would be something, but I don't know that we could afford that.
Right. So even with the mortgage paid off, we can't afford the real. But you know what? Mick Sterling is so close.
I don't even have a clue what Billy Joel would charge.
Oh, nor do I.
But I'm
hundreds of thousands.
I'm guessing it's six figures. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we've plumb run out of time, Heidi. I look forward to visiting with you in May.
Yeah, can't believe it's going to be flowers coming up by the time we talk next. Have
Sounds
a wonderful
good.
Rest of the month.
Yeah, you too, Heidi. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Heidi Nelson, she's the executive director of the Paradise Center for the Arts. Again, tomorrow, Jerry has a great show. He's taping right now.
Broadcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.